Father, we praise and thank you for your grace and your mercy with us. We acknowledge your mercy, O God. We acknowledge your grace. And Father, we are not to remain as we are, but to keep on pressing to the outward call. So draw us by your Spirit this morning and cause us to know your presence and your love. Father, we pray that even now your presence would descend over our lives. That you teach us your wisdom. We acknowledge, O God, how much we need you. And as the months pass and as the years pass by, we must never be the same. Because if we ever grow in you, O God, from perfection to perfection, we will not be the same person we are today. We will continue growing to Christ's likeness, into the depths of your love and of your wisdom. We thank you, Father. And even now we worship you, and we ask that you cause our hearts and our minds to be quiet, to be soothed in you. Thank you, Father. You continue to create in us a new heart. Create in us a new vision. Father, create in us a new mind. And we may have your mind, O God, the mind of Christ. Same mind that he had when he walked this planet Earth. We ask, O God, that you give us the same mind. You have given us the Spirit of truth, O God. He's the same Spirit even right now. So mold our lives, sweet Spirit. Mold our lives. Yea, I say to you, says God, if you desire for me to mold your lives, then yield to me. How can I mold you if you don't yield? If you desire my hand to reach down into the depths of you and touch you and make you what I want you to be, then yield to me, says the Lord. For if you do not yield, and my power comes, the same power can destroy. It's when the vessel struggles that the vessel cracks, and then it has to be placed on a shelf. So yield unto me. For it's not you that worketh, but it's I, the Lord your God. Father, we praise you. We acknowledge your grace. So establish your grace in our lives, O God. Establish your grace. In that wonderful name of Jesus, Lord, establish us in your grace, O God. Cause us to be strong in your grace. Amazing grace. Just listen quietly and meditate. How sweet the sound that saved wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Choose grace that my heart to fear, and grace my fear really. All of it. believe me whole. So I cry, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. You may be seated. This morning we want to talk about developing wisdom and intelligence. And part of it has to do with music. And that's why this morning we focus on that. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel. This series of messages on wisdom, if you hearken diligently to them, will change and transform your mind. Now, there are several people in the Bible